If you plan to buy insurance through the marketplace when it launches next week, keep two things in mind.
One is that it is a private insurance plan that people who apply and enroll through the marketplace will be receiving.
That's Lisa McAdams. She's with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services in Dallas. The other thing to keep in mind?
There are some protections, however, in the Affordable Care Act from excessive increases in premium rates.
The Affordable Care Act allows insurance premiums to increase by 10% from one year to the next. Above that, federal or state officials are supposed to determine if the rate hike is reasonable. That's a change from current law in the state. Ann Dunkelberg is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities.
In Texas, our individual health insurance market, which means anybody who's buying directly from the company, whether it's for one person or for a whole family, rates are completely unregulated there.
Someone who was priced out of insurance because of a pre-existing medical condition should be able to find a more affordable plan now. But Dunkelberg says some people will notice their rates going up. For instance, young people who may have very basic health plans that don't currently offer all the benefits required by the Affordable Care Act.
If I was the 25-year-old guy who's healthy as can be, who was getting the great premium because I'm young and I'm healthy and I can't have a baby, you know, then I might be the guy whose rates are going up.
Christine Eibner led a study on insurance rates under the Affordable Care Act for the RAND Corporation.
If your plan met the requirements for minimum generosity without the ACA, we don't predict that you'd see an increase as a result of the law. However, if you were in a plan that didn't meet the minimum benefit generosity levels, you might see an increase.
So if your premiums do go up and you're concerned, do you turn to the Texas Department of Insurance?
That's correct. Because the State Department of Insurance, even in federally facilitated marketplaces, still has the jurisdiction with respect to any issues with respect to a given plan in that state.
A few more things to keep in mind if you're looking into buying health insurance. People who earn between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty rate might qualify for a tax credit that would bring down the cost of a health plan. On the flip side, people who decide not to enroll in any insurance plan will, in most cases, be charged a penalty. It's 1% of your yearly income, or $95 per person in 2014, whichever is higher. That rises to 2.5% of income, or $695 per person, in 2016. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.